Various types of attacks against the a category of violations of the right to life, appeals of murder, attempted murder, kidnapping, attempted kidnapping, forced disappearance, complete. In the category of violations of the right to life, conditional security, it includes direct, whether made in writing, by telephone, compulsion, surveillance, persecution, and invasion. The category of violations of the right to adoption includes illegal searches and seizures, the damage, adoption, and finally, violation of the right to freedom and expression covered, among other things, defamation of false words, including the crimes of petition complaints, where they are designed to restrict such freedoms. The report starts with the premise that the term human rights defender includes any person or organization that knows that it defends one or more human rights, and therefore, the analysis includes, among others, leaders and coordinators of social and justice organizations, trade union organizations, and those who defend gender differences and promote the right to act. It also includes employees of governmental bodies connected to the defense of human rights, such as the Human Rights Commission, leaders of indigenous organizations, Mayan priests, priests who work with present organizations, and those defenders working in the area of the right to truth and justice, redress, information, and other soft cases of human rights violations during the onset. In the period from 2000 until September 15, 2008, that is to say, primarily during the government of the Guatemalan Republic of Guatemala, 387 attacks against human rights defenders occurred. Of these, 13 occurred between 1997 and 1999, and our attacks took place during the government of Ivan Ortega, during the period of 2 years and 8 months of the government of Alfonso Portillo, covered in this study. 374 attacks took place against human rights defenders. There is a trend of increased attacks against defenders commencing in the last year of the Castro government, 1999. But this then increases dramatically at the commencement of the Castro government in 2000. It continues to grow throughout the entire country. According to the study, the type of violations to have been on the increase in recent years are violations to the right to security. The violations of the right to life have remained at the same rate of 13 to 15 attacks per year in the last 3 years of the conflict. The year 2000 was a period of the most violations to the right to life. With respect to violations to the right to adoption, the majority being illegal rape and abuse. The numbers have also remained constant at a level of between 16 and 22 attacks per year. In year 2002, during the period when most of these types of violations were reported, without a doubt, there is an increasing deterioration of the right to defend human rights in the case of man. Even if it is a coincidence that continues to be unchanged, this trend appears to be irreversible. According to the report, the group which has suffered most attacks are the defenders who work in the area of truth and disclosure memory, who struggle for justice and who struggle for present claims and journalists. In the case of those who fight for present claims, it is worth comparing the type of defenders with the type of crime committed. One, attempting to attack against present constitutes murder. The present and trade unions are particularly vulnerable to kidnappers, attempted murder, and murder. Whereas defenders of the right to truth are more likely to be murdered, either in their offices or their homes. Justice defenders are more likely to be targeted for surveillance and investigation. The report explains that these probabilities have been compiled by reference to the most significant cases quantitatively without being counted, the importance and vulnerability of other factors. Who benefits from this data? The military is committed to the state involved in past violations of human rights, organized crime, and the system of powers and tools behind the flaws of impunity. In many instances, it is obvious that there are specific elements of a plan that could only have been carried out by a group organized in such intelligence operations, that is to say, groups within the army or composed of members of the military, which have been trained in intelligence. Group, and would have been described in the peace accord as illegal groups and clandestine security apparatus. With respect to the identified patterns of the past. It is apparent that the most frequent types are of those where there is a strategy of breaking down, paralyzing the activities of complex defenders or organizations, followed by attacks where the organization or defender is disappointed by a local power or a private activity. Attacks have been designed to immobilize rather than to destroy. These 3 years have been plagued by attacks that generate fear and make the work of the institutions more difficult. The intermittent occurrence of murders and other attacks against life go to reinforce the fear of human rights defenders and reaffirm the principle of survival as a society and the philosophy of passivity, which states that if you don't get involved in something, there is nothing to do. In other words, specific effect of the attack is to generate the dynamic of self-censorship and self-control over specific actions taken or participating in the promotion of protection of rights. Since the end of last year, there has been an effective pressure to destroy the fabric of solidarity between the organization and to create a specific way of situation. These actions turn into everyone's worst nightmare because they exacerbate the destructive consequences and facilitate the violent actions taken by local aggressors against fear, reorganization, and support of political rights. The attack clearly reflects patterns of planned attacks. Given the fact that certain attacks come from the private sector and certain local powers, are consistent with the logic of generalized impunity. 64.8% of all cases are of defenders whose professional case of responsibility concern army, forces of swords, and soldiers, and violations of human rights. Of every 2 attacks against defenders who work in the area of army and government issues, about 154, there is 1 attack against defenders who work in the area of executive and stakeholders. And it is against this latter category of defenders where most of the death threats succeed in materializing in an actual challenge. What has happened in Guatemala during this period of crisis and support? First of all, the rate of violent deaths increased from 2,659 to nearly 26,000 persons in 1999 to 3,629 to every 100,000 persons in the year 2000, according to the statistics of the National Report for Human Development in the year 2008, compiled by the UN Development Program. This constitutes a significant deterioration in civilian security. The dignity index, which measures income inequality, increased in the period between 2000 and 2002. The real index, which measures inequality of income, increased in the same period as it did from 1989 to 2000. Furthermore, the level of extreme poverty increased from 15.7% in 2000 to 21.5% in 2002. Nevertheless, the Human Development Index increased between 2000 and 2002. Insofar as the budget is concerned, the levels for the Ministry of National Defense have increased, while the budget for public health and housing have decreased. The fight against drug trafficking has had so many setbacks that the United States government has decertified the city of Guatemala to deal with this crime, based on the effect of individuals who do corruption, which dramatically increases the possibilities of illegal drug trafficking. The media has released a specific stream of corruption accusations, which have led to non investigations and more independent basis of responsibility, and therefore, more inappropriate standing, and to reveal the nature of the problem. A political polarization between the rich and the poor between the opinions of the Department of the government has been created, just as it turned, to destabilize the country and deepen the government's power. Multilateral and international bodies of all kinds, both public and non-governmental, have taken the view that Guatemala is an unsteady country, which is dangerous and unsuitable for tourism and business. In general terms, the population lives in an environment where they feel that things have gone past even more. This, the country of past, is not necessarily for the period of state violence, Thank you. Which consists of finance and consumption of the town. The Thank you. Thank you.